It's time for Showstoppers. Entertainment news with Lynn Smith, the drama queen.
Yes, it's time for Showstoppers with Lynn Smith. How are you going, Lynn?
Brent, very well, thank you.
Got a special guest today.
Special guest, Brent. Yes, we're very lucky to have in the studio today Peter Dean. Peter, hello.
Oh, good day, Lynn. How are you?
Thank you. Peter is the director of the current production of the Wyong Drama Group, and the production is called Caught in the Net. I've got Peter here to tell us a little bit about the show. It is actually a play by a very famous English playwright who is also has been an actor on stage and in film, is also a producer whose name is Ray Cooney. Now, this play, Caught in the Net, is a sequel to a play Ray wrote, or I should say Mr. Cooney, wrote 18 years ago called Run for Your Wife. It was set, as I say, written in 1992, and it's about a man called John Smith who was happily married, but married to two women.
Mm-hmm.
18 years later, we now have Caught in the Net, and Peter, what's it about?
Oh, well, after the 18 years, he has a son to one wife and a daughter to the other wife, and they meet on the internet in a chat room. And, of course, they are amazed at the coincidences the father have in common. You know, same age, same job, same middle name, and they want to meet. They want to meet. They have to meet. And, of course, if they meet, the game is up for old John.
And he's caught in the net.
And he's, yes, very much so.
So how would you describe this play, Peter?
It is an absolute farce. It is, if it's the sort of play you want to go and see, where you want to just sit in the theatre and just laugh and laugh and laugh for 2 hours, this is the play for you. I mean, just some of the antics they get up to, I probably shouldn't go into it, but, you know, there are just moments in the play that are just absolutely hilarious, that just, the whole audience just rises in laughter, and, you know, it's absolutely great to be involved in, really is.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know there are 9 performances altogether. Last night was the opening night, and how was that the audience's reaction?
They nailed the dress rehearsal on Tuesday, and I thought, well, if they do as good a performance as they did on Tuesday on Thursday night with an audience, this is going to be an absolute screamer. And last night, I mean, I couldn't have asked for more from them. They really did an absolutely fantastic job, and the audiences certainly loved it. And,
well, that's got to be very gratifying for you as the director.
Oh, it is. You put in a lot of hard work. I mean, comedy is a serious business, and it's hard work doing these things. But when you hear that laughter, and when you hear that final applause last night when everyone came out for their curtain calls, yeah, that's where it is.
So, Peter, why did you actually decide to perform this particular Ray Cooney play?
Ah, well, I wanted to have a go at a farce. I've always produced, you know, serious dramas normally. I have done a couple of comedies in the past, but I like to do sort of Australian serious plays and everything. But we thought, no, well, in November, Wyong Drama Group generally does a funny farce. We did things like Fawlty Towers and so forth. So this year we wanted to go out with a farce. So we looked around for a play that was really, really funny. And Caught in the Net, yep, that was the one.
And you've done some Ray Cooney plays before, and they've always had a good response?
We've done, in the last 20 years or so, we've done 11 Ray Cooney plays. We've done Move Over Mrs. Markham 3 times, directed by the late and great Bonnie Bryant. And it always go down well.
You know that it's going to go well. And how are the ticket sales going?
Oh, brilliant. We're going really well. But, I mean, Wyong Memorial Hall is a huge hall, so there will always be seats available if people want to come along.
Without booking, or they can ring up and book?
You can ring up and book. The bookings line is 4353 4353. That's the bookings line.
Oh, lovely number.
Or you can, yes, you can turn up at the door and pay for seats at the door. That and that's fine too.
So, Brent.
Yes.
We have 2 double passes to give away. Now, there's specific passes, though, so please don't start ringing yet, everybody. If you are interested in going to see this, sounds like a wonderful play, called Caught in the Net.
Mm-hmm.
I have a double pass provided by Peter for tomorrow matinee, 2 p.m. You can ring 4322 0072, or a double pass for a Sunday matinee, which is quite an unusual time to have a performance, but a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. as well. So the first 2 callers calling through who would like those tickets, and I can hear the phones ringing already, So I'm very pleased that there are people who are interested, Peter, and I hope that it encourages people to come along, if not this time, but possibly look out for the Wyong Drama Group in future.
Yeah, well, our next show is in April. We haven't decided what it is yet.
So how many plays a year do you perform?
We do three plays a year. Look, keep an eye on the website. The website is www.wyongdramagroup.com. .com.au, wyongdramagroup.com.au, all one word, and we put our announcements on that.
And of course people could be become subscribers so that they could keep in touch with what's going on.
Yeah, well, if you want to join, it's $5 a year to join, everything's like that. We meet once a month on the first Tuesday of each month.
And if people wanted to actually participate and perform in the shows?
Yeah, there's a page on the website that tells you, you know, how to join the group. So have a look at that. I mean, you can join in as an actor, you can join in backstage, you can join in helping at front of house. There are so many tasks to do and they're always very much appreciated.
And Brent, always, there are so many people listening who have such a variety of skills and possibly a lot of time going, oh, I wonder, you know, what could I be doing with my life? Well, maybe this is what they could be doing, meet new friends. So, I mean, it's a wonderful community organisation. How long has the Wyong Drama Group been going?
Oh, Wyong Drama Group itself was started in 1952 and we've been going since then. The Wyong Memorial Hall was built in 1965 and we've been in the hall since 1965. In 1974, they built a room on the back of the hall for Wyong Drama Group exclusively.
And how many members would you have?
Probably about 70 or so. It's a big social event. I mean, drama is the ultimate team sport. So if you want to participate in something where everyone is contributing in some way and you know, and you feel the end result, then
right.
Drama's for you.
Okay, so Brent, we've been talking to Peter Dean. I'll just go back with this. He is the director of the current play for the Wyong Drama Group, which is called Caught in the Net, a farce of farcical proportions, it sounds, and very funny by all accounts. 9 performances altogether, the first of which was last night. There is evening, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and Saturday, Sunday matinees as well. The last performance is on Saturday the 20th.
Yep, Saturday the 20th. There's only one Sunday matinee, and that's this Sunday coming up.
Oh, that's this Sunday. So the 2 double passes, have they gone, do you know, Brent?
I would say so. There were quite a few lights on.
Okay, so both are gone. So, Peter, I'd just like to say thank you so much for coming in, and I'd like to keep up with you, and the next time we've got another show on, we will be able to talk about that as well.
Oh, thanks very much, Lynn. Thanks for your time. And, you will absolutely die laughing. You have to bring your tissues with you just for this play. It is an absolute scream, so don't miss it.
Don't you disappoint us then?
No.
You
should mention it's also a BYO.
Exactly. You sit down at tables. You can have a table of 10 people there and have nibblies and drinks on the table while the play is going.
And a very good price as well, I believe.
Yeah, it's $20 for the Friday and Saturday nights, and only $17 for your matinees and Thursday nights.
Wacko. Well, that's that to think about over the next few weekends.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for coming.
And yes, thank you, Pete. Thank you, Brent, for remembering to say that. Thank you, Peter.